Amen. I got over here yesterday. I was just going to come in and leave, and I got stuck. They were having church before today. They had church yesterday. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. So this is kind of pieced together. Amen. But we want to look now at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. And you can just remember these. You may be familiar with them. Proverbs 8, 36b. And it reads this way. All they that love me hate death. All right. Amen. Proverbs 8:36b says, all they that love me, all they that hate me love death. Amen. And then we are looking at Proverbs 19 and 8. A clause, it says, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Amen. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Proverbs 19 and 8. Not only are we looking at Proverbs 8:36 and 19 and 8, but we're looking from the Living Bible at Proverbs 12 and 1. It says, to learn, you must want to be taught. To refuse reproof is stupid. Amen. To refuse reproof is stupid. So we want to talk about being stuck on stupid. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know it sounds offensive. Amen. 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 Can everybody say being stuck on stupid? Amen. One more time. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated as we look at this being stuck on stupid. Amen. Because we are not trying to insult or talk about something that is mental as much as we are not talking about sense as much as we are talking about sin. Amen. But it's important for you to know that in life, amen, if you are not careful, you will find yourself stuck when you ought to be moving. Amen. Amen. You will find yourself in a situation where you are immobile when you ought to be mobile. Amen. You will find yourself stuck. Amen. When I think about that, I think about the fact that you can be stuck in a situation. You can be stuck in a predicament. You can be stuck on stupid. And it maybe sound offensive, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to grow to church preaching these kind of sermons. But it kept coming back. And I said, well, it's really all about him. And amen, because it's a terrible thing for somebody to get stuck. Amen. When you think about being stuck, it is to be embedded in something. To be stuck. And amen, when you think about stupid, it means to be showing a great lack of sense, intelligence, or common sense. Amen, amen. When you don't have common sense, it's a sad thing. Amen. When you don't even have not only intellectual knowledge, but when you don't have common sense. Amen. and you stuck, and nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's going to wake you up. Amen. He said, let sleeping dogs lie. Don't say nothing to them. Amen. It's a terrible thing to find yourself stuck, but that is something that we are dealing with, because you can be stuck in many places. You can be stuck in a place. You can be stuck on a person. Amen. You can be stuck, amen, in a position. Amen. Amen. It's a terrible thing to get stuck. Amen. 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 Some people, amen, find themselves stuck. You can get stuck anywhere. You can get stuck in traffic. Amen. Amen. You can get stuck in an elevator. You can get stuck in an airport. Amen. Stuck. Amen. You can't go forward, and you can't go backwards. It's a terrible position to be in. Amen. Some people would just rather be dead than to be stuck. There are so many who are stuck. You can be stuck in the mud. You can be stuck in the middle. You can be stuck in a marriage. Stuck. Stuck. I'm stuck. I can't get out. I can't go forward. I can't go backwards. Amen. Yeah, I'd just rather be dead than to be stuck. Amen. Because you may say that, you know, I'd rather be single, but I'd rather be single than to be wishing I was single. If you're in a situation to where you are stuck, amen, this is a sad thing to be stuck. Amen. As we think about it, as we look at it, there's so many things that can have you stuck. And as we look at this very briefly, what we find out is we go to the Book of Wisdom, and we find in Proverbs 8:36, B, the latter part of it, we find that he's trying to offer wisdom, and he's trying to let others know, amen, about how to be really free. You know, Jesus said, if I set you free, you're free. Amen. 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 The Bible, God has put wisdom right in the middle of the Bible. And the Bible tells us, he says that you ought to find me. That's what he says in verse 36 of chapter 8 of Proverbs. Amen. You go up to verse 35. He says that you've got to make sure that you find me. You need to find you need to find life. Amen. If you find me. The Living Bible says it this way: for whosoever find me finds life and wins God's approval. You win approval from the Lord. But the one who misses me, this is wisdom talking, has injured himself irreparably. Those who refuse me show that they love death. Oh, it's a terrible thing to be stuck with that which is unwise, to be stuck with that which is unspiritual. Amen. To be stuck. So the truth of the matter is that it's a sad thing, but out of all the things that you can be stuck on in life, the saddest thing in the world is to be stuck on Satan. Amen. You're stuck with the way that he wants things. You're stuck with doing things his way. Amen. You're stuck on him. Amen. Because, amen, people do get stuck on others. And there are those who are stuck on Satan. Amen. Amen. You're stuck on Satan when you don't want wisdom. Amen. Wisdom says if you hate me, you love death. A person that won't receive any instructions, the Bible says you love death. Amen. But that's what Satan does. How did we get stuck? Well, we got stuck because the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are, verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3, that we are by nature the children of wrath. Amen. We are by nature stuck. We are stuck by nature and our sinful condition. We are stuck in a situation to where we can't get out. We have a fallen nature. Amen. How did we get stuck? Well, we got stuck on Satan. Because as you study Ephesians, chapter 2, and you look at verse 3, and you go back up to verse 2, and it says that we have walked in our conversation, we have walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. And there's nobody but Satan. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Satan is the one who is influencing people to get stuck. And the reason why we get stuck is simply because of the nature that we have. Amen. Satan, can't make us stuck. All he can do is tease us. All he can do is to, provoke us to sin. Amen. All he does is stir up that old nature. Amen. Because we are by nature the children of wrath. Amen. Satan could not make Eve do anything in the garden. Amen. He had to get her to do it. Amen. But if you get that sinful nature, we find now that we are stuck in sin. Amen. And to be stuck on Satan is a sad reality because we're stuck on Satan, we're not able then to move forward. Amen. To be stuck is a terrible thing. Amen. And being stuck on Satan is even worse. But the Bible says that all they that hate wisdom, then you love death. And when I think about that, I realize that it means that you are stuck, and you are stuck because you won't listen. Amen. A person that won't listen, a person that won't hear God. Some people not only won't hear God, they won't listen to their parents. And they get stuck. They get stuck in life because they won't listen. It's a terrible thing when you are stuck on stupid because, you don't have the sense enough to listen. So you really can't get out. Amen. You are stuck, and what it takes for you to get better, you won't receive because, you don't have enough sense to listen. Amen. And there are people who are stuck, just like Chuck. They're stuck like Chuck. But the Bible says that if you get wisdom, then if you get wisdom, you love your soul. The thing that's so weird about this is if you get wisdom, you love yourself. And the sad thing is that a lot of people are stuck on things because they think they love themselves. Have I got a witness? But it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Because it says, he that getteth wisdom loveth himself. But a lot of times people don't get wisdom because they think they love themselves. But the truth is, if you don't receive wisdom, you don't love yourself. Have we got a witness? Oh, the Bible makes it plain that he that getteth wisdom really loves himself. Do you love yourself? Or do you hate yourself? If you really will receive wisdom, you love yourself. Don't get the idea that because I want to do the things that I want to do, because I want to have pleasure, and I won't stop doing it because I love myself. No, if you love things that God don't want you to love, then you really hate yourself. Because it takes wisdom to make you love yourself. And the Bible says, he that getteth wisdom, in Proverbs 19 and 8, loveth his own soul. You love yourself when you receive wisdom from Almighty God. Amen, amen. God wants us to realize the importance of getting wisdom. Amen. But there are those who don't receive wisdom. And it says that they don't receive wisdom because they find themselves in a situation where they really want to do what they want to do, and they don't want to listen. They don't want to listen to what God has to say. They think that they love themselves. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't love this book, you don't love yourself. Some people are just, they persist. They continue to be stuck. Amen, amen. Situations that could be turned around. Situations that they could get out of. Amen. But they will never get out. Amen. Because they are continuing on a cycle. Amen, amen. And some people can see that something is not even working. I wish I had a witness. And they'll be stuck. Amen. They won't want to do anything different. Amen. They just say, well, I'm stuck and I'm thinking things going to change. But you know that's the definition of insanity, right? Thinking that things are going to change. Amen. That's the definition of insanity when you don't make no changes. There are people who are stuck this morning. You're stuck in a bad relationship and the relationship is not getting any better. But the sad reality is you won't do anything different. You just sit there and you pray it and you're asking God to do something. But God says, I need somebody to do something through. Amen. The prayer needs to be changed. The things may not need to be changed. It's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm really the ones that's stuck. Life would be better. Life could be good. Careers are ruined when people get stuck on stupid. Amen. Going around talking about we don't need no education. I don't need it. Amen. Education is not important. I'm not saying that God can't use you if you don't have it. But let's not make statements like that because the Bible says different. He that increased learning is wise. Amen, amen. It doesn't mean that one is better than the other, but you just can't get stuck. Amen. In a situation where you're not getting any better and things are not getting any better, but yet you're still stuck. There are those who are stuck on things that are hurting themselves. Amen, amen. They're stuck and it's ruining your life, but you're still stuck. I've got to win. Drinking things that you shouldn't drink. Amen. Smoking thing. The cigarette pack tells you that this is hazardous to your health. But you are stuck. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. You're stuck on it. Amen. And you won't put it down. It may take you down, but you're not going to put it down. Amen. You're stuck. Amen. 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 And people are stuck in things. Their homes are not getting any better. And what they're doing is stupid and it's tearing up your home, but they're still stuck. Yeah. They won't do anything to make things better. They are in a situation where they need some help, but they're stuck, and to be stuck on sin doesn't make sense. Some people are tearing up their lives, and their homes are coming apart, and the reason why it's coming apart is because, amen, they won't do something different. Amen. I've seen people who for years and years keep doing things that are destroying their health, and they'll do something that would destroy their health. Amen. And they won't let it go. They're stuck on it. They're stuck on some pleasure. They're stuck on doing some things that their flesh want to do. Amen. Their body wants it. Their body craves it. Amen. Because sin is attractive. Amen. But sin is not only attractive and alluring, but sin is addictive. Did you know that sin is addictive? Sin is addictive. And once you start in it, you can't get out of it. Amen. And a lot of people are not doing what God wants them to do. They're not living like God wants them to live simply because they're stuck. Amen. Their lives are not getting any better. But it's a sad thing when you're stuck on Satan and you're stuck on sinning and the sin is good and it's got you stuck and it's ruining your life, but you can't let it go. The doctor done told you it's gonna ruin you. The liquor gonna tear up your liver, but you can't let it go. The doctor tells you that this type of food is ruining your body, but it's so good and it's so tasty. Amen. And he said, he know he ought not be doing that. He know ought not to be eating that. It's destroying them. It's taking them down. Their health is going down. Their home is going down. Their situation is going down. Their career is going down. But they won't make no changes because they're stuck. They're stuck in a lifestyle that is antithetical to good health. And they're doing things. They have sexual preferences and practices that they know will destroy them. That they know will put them literally. But they stuck. They can't get out. Deliverance is right over there. A better home. Better health. A better life. A better future is all waiting up ahead. But they can't get it because they have gotten stuck. Are you stuck? What are you stuck in? Amen. I didn't do justice to this, but I'm going to go on and stop. But the fact of the matter is, I think the Spirit is doing what I can't do. Somewhere deep in your heart, you allowed yourself to get stuck. I'm so glad that we got somebody, we serve somebody who can get you unstuck. Have you got it with me? You can be stuck on Satan. And you just like the way he does things. And your nature makes you crave what's bad for you. You're stuck on sinning. You can't let it go. It's this sin I got. I love this sin. God, I'll be at church Sunday. I'll be at church Wednesday. But I like this sin. This one has got to be permissible. This one, Lord, let me have. I got to have this one. This is my sin. In my life, I see that my life is unfruitful, and I know that your Bible teaches against it, but I can't let it go. It's ruining my life. It'll ruin my health. It'll ruin my testimony. But I can't let it go. Because when I have a life that's not clean, it takes the power out of my testimony. And all of a sudden, I'm in church, but I can't draw nobody. Won't nobody follow me to the choir stand? Won't nobody follow me to church? Won't nobody believe in me? Nobody wants to listen. Amen. Because I'm stuck in sin. Oh, you can, but I know somebody. Moses will tell you that I got stuck at the Red Sea. I was hemmed in. Pharaoh was behind me. I was stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea. And I didn't think there was no way out. But have I got a witness? But I'm glad to know that there is a God who can get you unstuck. Oh, you got to want it, though. You got to want deliverance. Have I got a witness? How many of y'all been got, but one day were stuck in sin? You were in quicksand. You were sinking deep. He got you unstuck. But I'm so glad. God brings deliverance. I'm free. I'm unstuck. Jesus came and reached down. Pulled me out. Have I got a witness? Now I'm free.